This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on. You're looking, if I got to be here with this throat, you got to be here too. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you do want to be part of the conversation. Tom Borelli. Yes, a paisano. Tom Borelli's going to join me at the... on the other side of the break, to talk about the Keystone Pipeline. Good, bad, right? Does it really put people to work or not? I don't know. Hey, look, I'm a genius. I never even profess to be a genius. I don't even play one on the radio. I'm like you. Although I get paid to do it. I go looking for information, right? I take the stories you guys send me during the day. You know, I try to check them several different places first. I've got some of you hawks out there that will go ahead and send me info and what it is. So, you know, again, it's you got to get involved. You got to help me out. Because I can't do it alone. Hey, I'm not Bill O'Reilly or what's that other guy, Limbaugh. We don't have a team of 27,000 people that do all the work for us. That give us a little, you know, insight as to what's going on, all that fun stuff. So anyway, a lot going on today. I mean, come on. I mean, I just, the news cycle, they should just call it the anti-Trump news. No more ABC, CBS, all that other stuff. It just simply should be, you know, the anti-Trump news at 5, right? Anti-Trump news at 6. Anti-Trump news at 10, followed by the anti-Trump news at 11. What do you think? No? Seriously. I can't go anywhere without finding an article about how wrong Trump is, how bad he is. We need more protests. I love these protests, by the way. I just think they're wonderful. There's not this Keystone Pipeline. We're going to talk about that with Tom Borelli after the break. Tom's much more up on these kind of things than I am. And I don't know if it's the eco freaks that are doing this. They're paying for it. You know, I don't know if some of you guys, you already sent me, it's Soros. Yes, okay, because you've seen a check, right? And it might be. I'm not denying it. It might be. This is how he makes his money. He loves the fun stuff like this. But, you had 6 years of this pipeline. 6 years. It was, I don't know, what do you want to use, checked out by the EPA? It was checked out by the State Department to make sure all the paperwork was in order. The EPA checked it out for obvious reasons, simply to make sure that we had all our ducks in a row, that everything had been checked and it wasn't going to hurt the ecosystem. On top of that, the tribes, 53 tribes, so you're not getting all the information. You're not putting together all the... Maybe you don't want to. I don't know. You know, not up to me to force you to do it. You got to do that on your own if you really want it. Some people don't want it. They don't want to hear it. I don't blame them, because if you kind of stay ignorant, then you don't have to worry about this stuff, right? I love this story. No, I really do, because Mr. Obama touted how well he dealt with education. You know, how much he wanted to make sure our kids had a shot to learn. Come on, what is going on here? This is why I hate computers, man. I got to tell you, I really hate computers. And apparently, Mr. Obama has presided over like the worst or one of the worst education moments around. I mean, our education numbers around. Now, on his way out the door, remember, Obama Education Department quietly released the results of its $7 billion investment in school improvement grant program. It's the largest federal investment ever targeted at failing schools. So remember, you know, I'm always telling you that they love, the Dems love just to throw money at things. Because obviously the more money you give it, the better off it is, right? I mean, the better, it'll do better. It has to, because it's got money. And I told you, in the area that I live in, they spend almost $7,000 a child a year. In Jersey, they spend $27,000 a child. Jersey's got one of the worst school systems in the country. Ours constantly comes to the top. So it's about the teachers. It's about the administrators. It's about who's running the school districts. It is not about how much money they make. Chicago, some of the worst school districts in the country. They have some of the top paid teachers in the country. Now, according to the Washington Post, Education Secretary Arne Duncan had promised the program would turn around 5,000 failing schools. The results are nothing short of a colossal failure. Not a little bit, a whole bunch. Test scores, graduation rates, and college enrollment were no different in schools that received school improvement grants than schools that did not. Wow. So you're telling me that the schools that we threw all that money at, right? The schools that we supposedly fixed by giving them more money failed miserably. They failed. The ones that were failing, whether they got money, the ones that didn't get money that were failing, and the ones that did get money and that were failing, they both failed at the same rate. Just amazing. We'll hit more on this later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Tom Borelli will join us after the break. We'll talk a little bit about the Keystone Pipeline. Good, bad, or indifferent? We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure, but get involved in the conversation. Seriously, you know, head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things that you were told to hate over the last 8 years, but now you know better, okay? And if you want to hear it right from the horse's mouth, as they say, then I guess I'm the horse. I don't know what to tell you. Anyhow, I want to bring on my next guest. I love when he's on the show with me. Tom Borelli joins me. He's a contributor with Conservative Review. And, Tom, thanks so much for being with me tonight.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, I got to have you back more often, Bison. I mean, really, I feel like I'm here alone. There's only a couple of us, like, you know, me and Pags and a few other that are in the family, so to speak. But anyhow, hey, I want to get your take on the XL pipeline because, you know, you've got now we have the protests going on, and I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, this project had already been green-lighted by the EPA and by the State Department. Nobody really had an issue with this thing until Mr. Obama got it in front of him on the desk, and he decided he didn't want to do it. What's the outrage?
Well, yeah, the outrage is generally the war on fossil fuels because, the environmental left, the liberal Democrats, they hate the idea of really fossil fuel energy, which is obviously coal, oil, and natural gas. And, you know, the fact of the matter is Canada has the supply of, oil sands, and someone's going to use it. So what they, Obama decided to block it, I think back in 2015, even though there was no environmental problems, he just didn't, he just doesn't like fossil fuels. And it's going to be no different, in terms of those who are concerned about global warming and CO2 emissions, because then Canada would just, send the oil to, from the sand, send it to, China, anywhere else. So, again, it was just part of Obama's overall theme of being against anything fossil fuel use. And Hillary Clinton was along the same lines. Remember, Obama said he wanted to bankrupt coal companies, back in 2008. And then Hillary said in Ohio, I think it was, she said that she would continue that same policy. And Hillary also said she would not approve the Keystone XL pipeline. So obviously we have a stark difference between the liberal Democrats, the environmentalists, and now with President Trump, because Trump is really very bullish on energy, and he wants to use our natural resources to create jobs, and so that we actually can export some of these natural resources and grow the economy.
Yeah, I call them eco-freaks. The eco-freaks are really against, coal, oil, and natural gas. And I don't know if did they ever stop and just simply think, okay, if we cut all this stuff out, what do we do for energy? Because there isn't, the wind turbines aren't cutting it. The solar panels aren't cutting it. And, forgive me for putting it this way, Tom, but what a great way to get in bed with the unions, right? I mean, the unions want jobs. They don't care who give them to them. They want jobs, right?
Well, exactly. Most Americans really aren't all that political until the government comes knocking on your door and, fires you basically from the company that you're working in. And, that's kind of the brilliance of what Trump's been able to do. He's been able to, meet with both CEOs, but also with the union people. And I don't know if you saw the clips from the unions. They were just giddy and excited that they met with Trump and that he's actually has these, pro-growth, pro-job policies. So, it's good for all, but not if you're on, the wacko environmental side. And you mentioned the question of, well, where are we going to get the energy from if we don't use coal, oil, and natural gas? Well, the beauty of being a liberal is you don't have to think about the consequences of your actions. That is the beauty, because you can just feel it and say it and get all excited and climb some flagpole or climb some crane outside, Washington near the White House, and Greenpeace could put up their big banner. You're feeling good. You're marching and everything's going on. But they don't have to worry about the consequences of what high energy prices would do to their families or to the economy.
No, I agree with you. And the fact that these people, what they don't realize is, again, we're talking about human beings here, jobs. And the eco, they try to make you feel really bad about it. But again, I just go back to the pipeline for a second. The EPA, the haters of energy here, they would have turned this thing down in a heartbeat if there was any issue at all with it. They were probably looking for a way out and couldn't find one. We're talking about the EPA here, right? So again, I mean, we hear all the controversy from the protesters and others. Did you do any research in this? If there's any real truth to what they're screaming about, when it comes to, now I know the tribal lands there, there are already pipelines that go through there. I know 53 of the tribes have already signed off on this. So I'm still kind of lost as to what the issue is here.
The issue here is that the Democrats are now just a protest party. That's the only thing they know how to do. They don't have any policy. They don't have any real energy policy. They don't have any educational policies. They don't have any really job growth policies, any tax policy. They're now just the protest party. So anything that Trump does or anything that, Republicans want to do in terms of job creation, they're just going to go protest because that's the only thing they know how to do. And just wait till next week when Trump, makes a nomination for the Supreme Court. Then the crazies are really going to come out.
They'll be setting themselves on fire. Pelosi came out and said, and it's sad to say she's one of ours, So she came out today, she said, we are going to fight Trump with everything that we have. Can you imagine I mean, one Republican came out when Obama was elected, and they said, I hope he fails. And, oh, my God, everybody went nuts. I mean, everybody on the left went nuts. Then she comes out and says this today, and, you know, she's applauded by the loons on the left.
Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, said the same. You know, out in your neck of the woods, Maxine Waters said the same. I mean, it's uniform. That's what I'm saying. They're the protest party. There's not going to be anything other than just screaming and trying to fire up their radical base to stop progress.
That's a real special club, isn't it? Let me see. Pelosi, Waters, Jackson Lee. You know, I can go to Charlie Rangel, Wasserman Schultz. I'm thinking, my God. There's a comedy cabaret right there for you, right? I mean, you really, seriously, I don't know how they keep getting elected. Tom, tell people where they can find some of your writings and such.
Sure. Listeners can go to conservativereview.com and write a lot about energy policy and general politics.
Always a pleasure when I have you on. I got to have you on more often, seriously.
Anytime. I enjoy it.
I appreciate it. Tom Borelli joins us. Look, I got a lot of, it's the smorgasbord hour. I got more stuff going on. There's more stuff that we have to approach and hit this hour. And I've taken all the stories you guys have sent me over the last few days, and I'm just going to go through them. I'm going to hit them one by one, rapid fire. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Head over to the... the heck's that called? Amazon.com. You can find it there as well. Don't go far. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Yeah, Tom, thanks for being with us.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
It's a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. I seriously appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I grabbed Tom because I had time to grab Tom and pull him on. He's a very busy man. And I do appreciate the time that he does take to come on with me. They're going, the left is going out of their minds right now. I mean, seriously, I've never seen, I did an interview earlier, we'll play it tomorrow with Evan Sayet. Yeah, he is our comedian. All right? I mean, he's the one, you know, they got Bill Maher and Stewart and those kind of guys on the left. They don't see them, what's really funny, they don't see themselves as hateful at all, which I find very amusing. You hear some of the stuff they said, very hateful. I sat, Evan recently did a video, and it'll be out in a couple of weeks. And he's done a video where, you know, he goes through some of the issues of the left. And a lot of the information is based on his book, you know, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. I always joke with him saying it's a bad title. Should be How the Modern Liberal Doesn't Think. But, you know, I sat there for a little over an hour. There was nothing hateful about what he was saying. There were uncomfortable issues that he brought up as to how the left thinks. There was uncomfortable issues as how the left approaches stuff. But it's no different. Actually, it's better than what you hear from the left. It's better than what you hear from the Mars of the world saying. So I want to get back. I want to finish the story I started before Tom joined me. And for some of you who just joined, Mr. Obama kind of snuck out of office, leaving us an educational mess. But you won't hear about it. You know, it's really funny because you'll never hear the left speak ill of their own. I don't care what they're doing. You will almost never hear them come out against their own. I mean, look at Wiener with everything that he did. I mean, it took a long time before one of them would step up and say, okay, hey, Wiener, time for you to go. Time for you to cut the ties and get out of here. And then he came back. Didn't he rerun for New York mayor at one time? I'm thinking, haven't you been disgraced? They have no shame. Absolutely no shame. So on his way out the door, again, Arnie Duncan, the education secretary. He promised to turn around over 5,000 failing schools, and $7 billion later, bupkis, didn't work. They dumped $7 billion between 2010 and 2015. Right? That was far more than the $4 billion that George W. spent. And the money went to the states to distribute to their poorest performing schools. And there was your mistake one. And those are the exceedingly low graduation rates or poor math and reading tests and such. The money was so the schools would do better. Now, some of the schools, the individual schools, could receive up to $2 million per year over the 3 years, any individual school. But they had to show they were performing. But even with all of that, right, even with all that leniency, if you would, and $2 million a year for most schools, that's a lot of money. It's good for them, and it's a lot of money. Nothing happened. Seriously, virtually nothing happened. First of all, the education department didn't track how the money was spent. Right? The states just reported back when they felt like it, I guess, because I'm looking at the report. I'm looking at the comments here. There was no requirement for them to report back at any given point in time. They were told how they were supposed to use it, and that was it. Right? According to some experts, the outcome was predictable. Because education as a whole, educators as a whole, usually don't spend the money properly. They don't spend it in the right places. You know, I'm a big career tech ed freak. We don't do what we need to do to teach our kids how to work with their hands. Not every child's going to be a doctor, lawyer, or Indian chief, as we used to say, right? Been a while for some of you heard that. Some kids are going to work with their hands, sorry to say. Guess what? Some kids are going to build houses. Some kids are going to build skyscrapers. Right? They're going to put a hammer in their hand. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. That's good. You're very happy when you take a car to the mechanic that somebody decided to be a mechanic instead of a doctor, right? So there's nothing wrong with these things. We do not put the money, we do not take the time to do career tech ed in this country like we ought to. Which is why we're importing people from other countries to do our work. And we're sending our manufacturing work overseas because nobody wants their son or daughter, you know, to be in manufacturing, right? Anyway. Even worse, the outcome was absolutely, positively, unavoidably predictable, notes the American Enterprise Institute education policy expert Andy Smerick. Smerick was especially critical of the turnaround strategies that the grants were pegged to do. In May of 2009, Smerick wrote, "If the Education Department team believes that we just need to build a better turnaround mousetrap," he said, "I'm concerned that we're about to waste several billion dollars." Now, he wrote that a year before they even started handing out the money. He looked at what the program was. He said, "This is not going to work." And everybody, you know, the academia, they all poo-pooed him. "You know, it's all we need is more money, and everything will be just fine," right? By 2014, he said, it is the greatest failure in the U.S. Department of Education's 30-year history. And we saw it coming. And we, for some odd reason, we can't listen to these people. We can't give them any credit for this stuff. He's been in education for years. People look to him all over the country, actually all over the world, to help lay out these kind of programs. And he saw it coming. And the problem with this is, who gets hurt here? I mean, I've said this for so long. Some of you get it. Some of you sent me emails and say, you know, that you agree with me and you get it. You have, it drives me nuts. The black community gets hurt the worst in these situations because they don't get the education they deserve. Okay, they don't get the teachers they deserve. They don't get the curriculum, the schools. You want to talk about safe spaces? Your safe space should be your school as a whole. You should be able to go to school and not worry about getting shot at, right? Not worrying about getting sexually abused from inside the school walls. That your teachers are top-notch. God forbid, what, any of that? It's terrible, isn't it? That I would expect that, or any parent would expect that their kids get a decent and safe education? Just beyond me, why aren't you? You know the protesters? How about you start protesting for better education for your kids? How about you start protesting that the government stops wasting money on useless education programs? And I do mean useless education programs. I'm not joking. Oh, let me see. Can I have time for this one? Oh, I can have so much fun with these. Nancy Pelosi. Come on, rolling for a good joke, right? Nancy Pelosi, I can't even, this, I'm having a hard time getting this one off my lips. She actually came out and said that the Democrats do the Lord's work, while Republicans dishonor God. So the Democrats, you know, I mean, big time for abortion, and I still have yet to find out where abortion is in the Bible. And I'll go one step further. Pelosi, who was shunned by who's a Catholic, claims to be a Catholic anyway, she was shunned by the Pope. He wouldn't even allow her to take a picture with him. Really, really got on her case for being so pro-abortion. Matter of fact, the Pope has gotten on the case of many politicians who think that abortion, Catholic politicians, who think that abortion is okay. Another example of this moral narcissism. Narcissism. I'm not drunk. And the liberal inability to understand conservative positions of faith. They just don't get it. We'll deal with it more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We're back. I'm telling you what. It's not like you're at the old roller skating rink, does it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Next hour, we're going to be joined by David Fisher. Now, I learned something from David today. I tell you, if you guys would get past the whole he's trying to sell something or he's a sponsor of the show, you might learn something. Now, you know, everybody's screaming about how Mr. Oblamo, I shouldn't say everybody, you know, guys on the right are screaming that Mr. Oblamo doubled the debt, and they threw out there that Reagan doubled the debt and all this other stuff. And it's like, you know, when you talk about these generic terms, you know, it's easy to make things look good for one side or the other. So even after Reagan doubled the debt, and he did, because he came into office, it was just under $1 trillion. When he left, it was $2 trillion. So he did. He doubled the debt. Let's just be honest about it, right? But here's the deal. Here's the difference. Right? He rebuilt the military. I mean, you can lay out how he spent all that money. And even at that point in time, I think, now don't hold me to this, but David will talk about it in his segments. I think it was 35 or 40% of the GDP was taken up in the debt. It would take 35 or 40% of the GDP to pay the debt off. Mr. Obama is the first president that when he walks out, when he walked out of office, it was a year ago. The GDP was at 105%, which meant if we took every nickel, we didn't invest a nickel. We took every nickel that we got, right? And to pay the debt off, we'd still owe money. You see what I'm saying? So you can't just say, well, Mr. Obama doubled the debt. Well, so did Reagan. It's exponential. Obama did it by $10 trillion. Well, it's all relative, Joe. You know, a house in the 70s is different than a house is today. Yes, I know. I do. Check your IQ level. That's why I said you go to the percentage of the GDP. Big difference. Forget the actual dollar amounts. You can even get away from the actual dollar amounts. He has committed 105% of our GDP to paying off our bills. You can't do it. It's impossible. A blind man can't fly a plane. It's impossible. I mean, really fly the plane. Not that it's automated. All he has to do is tell it to go. So don't play those games with me. You'll lose every time. Anyway, Pelosi's at it again. Although I shouldn't say she's at it again. She's never stopped, right? Apparently the Democrats do the Lord's work while Republicans dishonor God. Apparently they work for the devil. She goes on to say that the House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi declared that her party, the Democrat Party, does the will of God while the Republicans dishonor their creator. Yes, because we're always pushing for the creator's creations to be torn apart in the womb. That's what we do. She's a loon. I'm telling you, she's just a loon. You heard me with Tom. If you've been listening to the show, you heard me with Tom earlier, Tom Borelli. I said, you know, think of this team matchup, right? For Jeopardy or one of those team games where people make money. The charity would go hungry. Right? You'd have Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Wasserman Schultz, Sheila Jackson Lee, Charlie Rangel. Who was that guy that, I think it was from Mississippi, the one who said that the island was, he was worried that the island of Guam was going to tip over because we had too many men there. Our army base was on one side of the island, too heavy on one side. I thought that was great. I'm sorry, I still laugh about that. Can't remember his name, but I still laugh about it. She said, Republicans, a Democrat congresswoman from California declared that they pray in church on Sunday, and then they pray on people the rest of the week. And while we're doing the Lord's work, ministering to the needs of God's creation, they are ignoring those needs, which is a dishonor to God, who made them. Except for babies in the womb. I already said that, though. But I love this. They're ministering to the needs of God. They see everything as a given. When they give everything away, they think they're doing what God's doing. Because, you know, God doesn't make you work for anything. She apparently doesn't understand her own religious belief, or she has one of her own. I don't know. I haven't asked her. Perhaps emboldened by Pope Francis, when, you know, he came out on climate change. And we know the Pope is a little off. Even people around him say he's a little off. Pelosi thus equated the climate alarmists and draconian regulations pushed by her party with a godly care. I thought we were supposed to have a separation of church and state. Isn't that what she's all for? Now, she failed to understand that there are good reasons to doubt the scientific consensus of man-made global warming, and there is. You know, that whole, it's already been debunked at 95%. You'll never hear anybody left say this. But it's already been debunked that 95% of scientists agree that the climate is changing and it's man's fault. All right? So I'm not even going to go there with you. But they keep driving it home. See, they latch onto something and they don't care whether it's true or not. Once they've said it, I think it's because they're prideful and they're way too embarrassed to back off it. She noted that she also failed to note that God's care for the least of these can justify cutting regulations, which will unleash economic growth. Right? So let's can coal. Let's can natural gas. Let's make sure people lose jobs or they starve to death, right? Oh, no, but she was the one also said that you shouldn't let your job get in the way of your fun or something like that. I don't know what it was. She didn't want people to have to worry about making money. Remember when they were talking about the Affordable Care Act? She added that we don't wear religion on our sleeves, but maybe we should. Yes, I wish you would. When asked by MSNBC's Joe Scarborough how their party can connect with middle America, who sometimes feels they look down on because of their faith and their values, Pelosi admitted that rural Americans don't think that Democrats are people of faith, when in fact we are. Really? And prove it. No, no, seriously, prove it. What do you do? You know, so abortion is an act of God? Pleasing to the Lord? How is that God's work? Right, most Democrat principles, most Democrat policies fly in the face of Christianity. They fly in the face of the Bible. So, really, seriously. You know, the pressure on abortion and gay marriage and transgender issues and no Bibles Navy hospitals. How they push, easily and quickly push back on religion. I mean, I can go story after story after story where the Dems have been the leaders in squelching religious freedom. Right? I mean, Hillary claims to be a lifelong Methodist. Can somebody tell me something she did? Or something she said did... was part of for real that showed anything of her faith or her belief system. She even said that your religious beliefs needed to change. Remember, she declared in a speech that deep-seated, I'm quoting, deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed. In order to make way for abortion and other forms of reproductive health care. I'm sorry. How does that fall in line with God? I would love for send me a portion of the Bible, the real Bible, where God said it's okay to take the life of the unborn. Help me understand that. But you had her... And her VP choice was telling us that we had to change scripture to get in line with the new order. They don't realize what they did there. They made their own people nervous. She basically came against the sanctity of life. Life is what's the most important to God. She told us that we had to push aside our traditional religious values for a more progressive viewpoint. Right? I mean, think about that. There were even comments like that in emails that were leaked. And you go through those emails, the campaign staff routinely mock traditional Christian values, specifically Roman Catholics. But nobody said anything about that. Right, that was okay. So I think it's a major league joke. Not all Democrats, because I have family members that are Democrats, I have friends that are Democrats that are, as you would refer to, religious people. People who love God, they really don't know. I've talked to Democrats who really, really, really believed that Republicans were for abortion and Dems were not. Because they're not into politics, they don't know. I'm telling you, there'd be a mass exodus. If you informed the religious Democrat, the truly religious Democrat, if you informed them as to what was going on, you would have a mass exodus over to a different party. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Stay with us. In the next hour, you're going to learn a little bit about finance. You're going to learn a little bit about the reality behind who added more to the debt, Obama or Reagan. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.